Another guy who likes moisture in the soil. It's one of the many things that he's famous for, Tom Casper, master gardener and our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners. Howdy there, Sunshine.
Hey, good morning, Lisa. How are you today?
I am so happy.
You are? Why are you so happy?
I'm so happy because I don't have to wear a coat. I don't have to wear big clumpy boots. I know it's coming. I know it's coming, but right now I don't have to.
Yeah, that's pretty nice, isn't it? We've had a great fall for just about doing anything other than snowshoeing or skiing or anything like that. But certainly for those of us that like to be outside without snow.
Oh, Sunday? Sunday? So did you just like plant peonies on Sunday or something? Or put in a second hay crop or a third or a fourth hay crop or something?
Something like that. And, you know, as you've noticed and other folks have, I have been putting pictures on my Facebook page for about a month now of things in bloom that are still doing very well. And recently I had put a picture of a rose bush that was in providing still beautiful blossoms here in the middle of November. And seeing other people that have posted too. A friend of mine actually had a picture of a azalea that generally only bloom in the early parts of the spring, that this azalea was in bloom in her yard. So it's blooming for a second time this season.
Do you have a sense that maybe some plants just kind of went, wait, it's May? It's May. May.
Yeah.
Wee! I forgot it. I overslept.
Yeah, you know, and more than likely the plant's not going to have any ill effects from that in the spring and will bloom again for her and in her garden again just as wonderful next spring. But certainly again, part of that crazy sort of fall into the latter parts of fall now that we've had with beautiful conditions for gardeners. And it's really given us, as gardeners, an opportunity to get more things done. So gardeners who are in their working in their yards now, or a lot of them are making plans for next year, and they're going to be that much further along in their plans for next year's garden. So they're creating new planting, dividing, all those kinds of things that really, again, as gardeners, is for future benefit in the garden. So
yeah, but you know what people end up doing? They want to be outside, and they start foodling around with things. This was always a very dangerous time of the year for my father and me, for example, because if we were ever out in the yard, and it was a nice day, and we were looking for something to do, one of us ended up getting the lopper. And then things started to get lopped. I worry about people who are out there in the garden, they want to be outside, and they start looking at stuff, and they start thinking, I got to tinker with this, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got to find something to do.
Right. And wouldn't it be cool if I fill in the blank? And I worry about, you know, people bringing out, sharp objects, chainsaws, that kind of thing, maybe, where it's not such a good plan.
Well, and there are certainly things you do and don't want to be pruning in the fall, and if folks have a list of that or have an idea, they are much better off. And like I mentioned with the azalea previously that's in bloom right now, that would be one of those plants that if you pruned now, you're doing significant damage to its ability to bloom for at least for the following year, if not for several years. So certainly knowing what you're pruning and how to do it is, or at least asking around or asking for help, will be beneficial to the plant and also the people that are using it if they get upset when they do something wrong. And plants are pretty resilient, as we all know, but doing it right is definitely beneficial rather than doing it and not doing it correctly. So,
well, let me ask one last thing here quickly. One of the nice things that Larry Weber likes to talk about with autwin, that little period between autumn and winter when the leaves are off, is I can see some spots on a couple of my trees, the oak in the back, the maple in the front, that were damaged in the windstorm, and I can finally see the branches that were broken. Now, is it an appropriate time to lop those branches neatly so there's a nice, neat cut there, or should I just leave them hanging?
No, this is a great time. And that's a good point by Larry. Is certainly now that we've had the leaves fall off of most of the trees, and certainly seeing, and depending on what parts of Duluth you're in, or this region, certainly seeing the greater extent of that storm that we had back in July, and the one in June. So folks are seeing a lot more damage in their trees, whether it's young branches like you're mentioning on the early developing maples or oaks or older, bigger trees. So getting that the cracked or broken or twisted branches out at this time of the year is a great thing to be doing, and certainly productive rather than whacking away at something that you shouldn't be.
So. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. All right, TK. Well, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
You have yourself a great day.
You too. Tom Casper is our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners every other Tuesday right here on Northland Morning.